gets it at the horn. No good.
Grizzly Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
And good afternoon and welcome to the West Plains Civic Center. Taking on the Nighthawks from Hot Springs, Arkansas, and National Park South. Shows through to my right, Drew Joyce over here, further to the right, as the Grizzlies will be going for their fourth win of the season. Last night, they blew out in the first side of play, Michigan University, by a final 112-74. The Grizzlies will go with the same starting five in this game as last night. The five of Blaine Harris, the 6'5 sophomore from Cape Girardeau, Alonzo Easterling, the 6'11 redshirt freshman from Fayetteville, North Carolina, Sean Glass, 6'1 sophomore from West Monroe, Louisiana. Also in the starting lineup, Desiah Green, the 6'4 freshman from Springfield, and Ace Evans, who is a 6'2 redshirt freshman guard from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Starting five for National Park, Addison Shelton at a guard, along with DeAndre Charlotte, Pete Moe, Micah Story, and Kahari Loggins. That's the five, and it'll be Alonzo Easterling jumping center to start the ball game, and the tip is controlled by National Park. Jumping center with 6'7", Pete Moe. Now he has it at the left elbow. Moe picks it up, cross-court pass. He'll move it there to the right baseline. Ball away, 14-foot jumper is too hard. Rebounded by Alonzo Easterling. Now he gives the ball up the left side. Evans, cross court, touch pass, tipped out of bounds. They tried to get the ball to Blaine Harris in the corner. We don't have the main scoreboard today. We have the scoreboards at each end, though, so we're not completely in the dark. But the score side is in the dark, neither team so far. They go to a zone, Ace Evans. To the right wing, Sean Glass moves it back to the point. Inside pass, terrible pass, tipped away, no angle, and the Nighthawks come away with it. Ball out front now, Shelton on the right side to DeAndre Charlotte. He is a freshman. Gets a screen, goes right. Good overplay by Desiah Green there on defense. Now they post up inside with Moe. Backing down, worm his way in, got blocked, whistle, jump ball. And it'll be Grizzly basketball. 1 minute into the ball game, Curtis Blue, how are you?
I'm pretty good, Har. How are you?
I'm all right. So far, we're off to... And the thing is with the Grizzlies, so much of what they do depends on the start they get off to. We haven't scored yet, but we look like, you know, sometimes day after a night game, it can be a little bit tough. But let's see if we can get a lead here with A7s. Over on the left is Sean Glass. He'll just pop the three ball. There it is. Three. Good.
Good start on defense, and now a good start finally getting in the scorebook on offense.
Sean Glass has really stepped up his shooting from last year. He is a much better shooter from the perimeter this season. Out front, Moe backs down, traps in the lane, gets it outside on the wing. Shot for a three, and that's good. And that ties it up with Addison Shelton from the left wing. That's 3-3. Timeline, top of the circle on the wing. Here's Desiah with a three. That's no good. Ball comes long, tipped high in the air. Sean Glass comes away with it. Lost it out of bounds. He'll stay with the Grizzlies. 18:09 to go in the first half. Tie game at three apiece. Once upon a time, about 4 years ago, National Park College, here's a bounce pass on the low block. Green goes inside, goes up, got fouled. He'll shoot two at the 18:03 mark. And the Grizzlies with a chance to regain the lead. National Park, about 4 years ago, recruited a class out of Dallas, Texas. Four kids out of Dallas that eventually, here's a free throw no good by Desiah Green with another to follow. A team that eventually, 2 years later, won the National Division II championship. They were really good. And the next one is good. that year, of all, and we saw a lot of good Division One teams. I went to the national tournament. There was nobody that was as good as they were. Underneath, they'll get the ball down low inside, muscling it up, no good, fight for the rebound, and there come the Grizzlies with it, Desiah Green. Kicks it to the far corner, wide open, Blaine Harris with a three, won't fall, the rebound down once again to Tahari Loggins, and back come the Nighthawks. They wear the odd combination of navy blue and Carolina blue. Out front, DeAndre Charlotte, bounce pass to the left corner. They'll get the ball to Pete Moe, the sophomore, backing down, turning, right-hand baby hook, really good shot, good.
Good move there by Moe. Gives the Nighthawks 5-4 lead.
Moe is a sophomore, and he gives them some muscle inside. A7's out front, down the key, all the way in, lost the basketball, tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Nighthawks, stays with the Grizzlies. And let's see, no substitutions to this point. 3 minutes into the basketball game, but that'll start shaking loose here in about another minute. We had to find the ball. There it is. 5-4 score. National Park on top. Inbound play, Easterly. Hands it back to Sean Glass. They're in the 2-3 zone over on the right point. Blaine Harris. Desiah goes baseline, gets cut off, whistle offensive foul. That's the second game in a row he's been called for that.
Yeah, and I think they're really kind of looking at that across all divisions of college basketball.
Remember the flock?
I do.
Good thing, because you're not going to see another one called. On the right baseline, underneath. They'll trap, ball blocked from behind by Easterly. Now the ball is picked up by Desiah Green. He got hit up to the size of the head. Now the Grizzlies back, give and go play inside. Desiah puts it up, no good. And Alonzo Easterly with a wonderful touch pass back to Desiah to get him to the rim. Kahari Loggins will pick up the foul for National Park College. Free throw try is good. Josiah Green with Malachi Lindsay checking in for A7. Josiah Green gets to the line. I haven't looked at the numbers. Next one good. But I would be willing to bet that Josiah Green gets to the free throw line more than any other player that the Grizzlies have. Because he plays that way, plays the way that will get you to the free throw line. On the baseline, here's a blocking foul on Blaine Harris. As the ball handler, DeAndre Charlotte, got a step on him, got around him, and Blaine gets called for the foul. Well, the good news, as far as Jalen Heisen, who got hurt here last night, good news is he's here today. He's sitting on the bench. But he's not going to be playing for a while. Here's a drive into the middle. A little up and around shot. Won't fall. Rebound Easterling for the Grizzlies. And he'll hold. And now get it over to Malachi Lindsay. 6-5. Grizzlies on top. And a whistle. And stepping out of bounds is Malachi or Josiah Green in the corner. Rob Wolf was on top of that. 6-5 score with 15:52 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies with the 1-point lead. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hey, it's Maddie. As the seasons change and you find yourself needing new boots, make sure Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply is your first stop. Your feet, knees, and back will thank you. Whether it's work or play, we have an incredible selection of great brands and styles. Stop in today and get ready for these cooler fall days.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
Back with Curtis Blue. I'm Harlan Hutchinson. Drew Joyce here. Dylan Groves, engineers in the studio. We have 15:52 to go in the first half, with the score 6-5. Grizzlies lead the Nighthawks from National Park College in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And it'll be National Park bringing the ball up from left to right as we go back to play. P.J. Davis, a freshman guard, on the side. The Grizzlies trap out of this, off the timeout. In the lane, they'll kick it back over to Davis on the baseline. Pull up, 13-footer is going to be short. Rebound put back inside is up, no good. Tipped over, picked up by Glass. He got fouled twice, and no whistle. And now Glass in the front court has it stolen from behind. Make it three times he got fouled. Now at the right sideline, crossover into the paint, ball lost in midair. Malachi gets it up ahead to Monty Barley, has it. And now he loses the basketball, and it's picked up by National Park.
They're letting them play early on.
Let's see who can pick up the big and hold on to it the longest. Now the Nighthawks will hold out front with 18 on the shot clock. P.J. Davis to the right wing. DeAndre Charlotte on the left side. Over to Addison Shelton to the high post. The big kid, Mope, drops down, turns, walks, lays it up and good. How did he get from one side of the lane to clear the other side of the lane without dribbling the ball? Grizzlies now down by one. Monty Barley, bad pass, stolen. Tried to skip it, tipped away. A7 to check in. Now at the point, three ball, no good. Rebound inside, put back up, blocked by Easterling, picked back up by Charlotte. Now he'll give it across, and the shot high off the board, won't fall. Grizzlies get it. Alonzo Easterling, now back to Sean Glass. Sean sets, pops the three, that's off the mark. Tipped long, picked up by John Glass, and now the Grizzlies reset their offense. Malachi to Sean. We just do not look to get the ball inside. At the point, Sean, three, good. We've made two field goals. Sean's made. That's not right. Oh, I got the side there. That is right. Yeah. So we've got two field goals, two threes, and three free throws by Josiah Green. 9-7 score, Grizzlies back to the zone, up by two. Charlotte steps into a three, wide open on the wing, no good, let him shoot it. Now the ball tipped out, picked up, back the other way, Damani Barley, two on two, Damani. Back out to Sean Glass, three on the wing, no good. Ball is going to be tipped to the corner, safe from going out of bounds, and a good hustle play gets it back to the Hawks as Pete Moe comes up with it. Mo has got to go 6'9" anyway. He takes the ball to the baseline. Works his way in strong. Lays it up and good. Boy, he is a strong player inside.
Yeah, he's 6'9", but he's not 6'9", 185. He's 6'9", 245.
He's not a 6'9" whip.
Yeah.
I bet he's hauled hay. Front court, left corner. Here's Tyrell Smith in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Back out of the wing, Tyrell's going to shoot the three ball, won't fall, rebound tipped up. Malachi with a nice rebound. Out front, ball fake, back left side. Tyrell will try it, number two, that's good for three. Tyrell from the three-point line. This National Park team shoots the ball pretty well. They're 38% from the three-point line. They haven't tried many so far. Over on the right side, Grizzlies with a three-point lead. Pass inside Moe. Pump fake out at the hole. He changed his pivot foot, lost it out of bounds, and now the ball goes back over to the Grizzlies. I understand that traveling has been liberalized to some degree, but holy smoke. Turnover on National Park is their second. Barley will throw the ball inbound. Spider-Man plays it to Malachi, and he'll bring it up with Tyrell Smith, Javon Barbie, and A7. I like this bunch we've got out there right now. At the point, Tyrell. Left side, eight. He'll shoot a three. It's good. Four field goals. All four have been three for the Grizzlies. 15-9. Back to the 2-3 zone. on the right to the point. Addison Shelton on the bounce, picked up by Damani Barley as the Grizzlies match up out of the zone. On the left side. Bulla, three ball is in the air, way short. That ball goes to the side. It's saved by the Hawks. Now they'll try another one with Shelton for three. That's no good. And we get a foul call against the Grizzlies on the rebound. We had two on one with the big kid on the weak side that time, Kahari Loggins. And a timeout on the floor. Media timeout, 11-11 to play in the first half with the score of the Grizzlies, 15, and the Nighthawks, 9, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
15-9 is the score with 11-11 to play in the first half from the Civic Center. The Grizzlies trying to win for the fourth time this year against the Nighthawks from Hot Springs, Arkansas, who are 4-3 on the year. The Grizzlies have Ace Evans, Damani Barley, Malachi Lindsey, Javon Barbie, and Tyrell Smith on the floor. Inbound underneath the catch. The kick out to the point. Oops, no, he's going to shoot the three, and it's no good. Tipped over to the far corner, picked up by Malachi. Lindsey up the right side. Gets the ball to Damani to the right corner. Ace Evans got bumped. Now around the horn it goes. Tyrell, he'll shoot the three from the left wing. Good! 30-second timeout called by National Park. Well, we've made 5 field goals. All 5 have been threes. This is going to be great. You know, as long as they keep going in.
Yeah. You got to continue seeing the ball go through the hoops if you want it to continue.
The Grizzlies have the entire week off until next Friday, and they'll be here against Morton College. That'll be the Friday game. And then on Saturday, it'll be the North Arc Pioneers from Harrison. And it is feasible. We won last night. If we could win today and sweep next weekend, we could get back to 6-6 as we head into the final handful of games and maybe a chance to get above 500 before the Christmas break. Walking the ball up the court, now dribbling across. They'll set the offense now with Addison Shelton on the left, and Tyrell gets called for evidently a holding foul as DeAndre Charlotte broke off a screen and suddenly went sprawling. So Tyrell, we don't know officially, unless they say on the PA, our main scoreboard here is not operating, so we have the small boards at each end, which we'll have to do today. On the low block, Mo spins baseline against Desiah, goes up, got blocked by Javon Barbie. And now he has it knocked back away, picked back up again, and it's blocked again by Barbie, and a jump ball. What a defensive series that time for Javon Barbie for the Grizzlies. How about that, Curtis?
That's impressive, and I can kind of see what you talk about when you say there's a lot of untapped potential there.
And as we were talking after we got done last night, Coach Bay, you know, it seems like when he and Barley are on the court at the same time, stuff happens. On the baseline, here's a turn up inside on the drop step. That's up and in. And that time, big guy got around to Sia Green, Kahari Loggins, with his first basket. 18-11. Malachi Lindsey out front. And now, The Nighthawks go straight man-to-man. Here's a drive down the lane, lost out of bounds, off Malachi Lindsay, turnover Grizzlies. Malachi's had the turnover bug the last few games. Coming in the game for the Grizzlies is Blaine Harris. He comes in for Tyrell Smith. Addison Shelton. Pass to the high post. Messiah trying to guard this big kid inside. Gets trapped, feeds it back outside. High screen left, picks it up, and now putting it on the floor. Back out on the left side in the corner. Dribbling in, they'll cut off the dribble. Trapped underneath, hook pass across, and what a good defensive stand that time by the Grizzlies. That's two straight times down the floor, Curtis, where they've come up with something really good on defense.
Yeah, turnovers for both of them. And good to see the Grizzlies playing hard on defense and resulting in wins for them. So small wins.
18-11 with 9:20 to go in the half. We got another timeout coming up pretty soon. In the left corner, Josiah Green. Out to the point to A7. Ace dribbles up high. Double screen goes to the left. Steps through, kicks it outside. Malachi penetrates, kicks it to the point. Blaine with a three ball, no good. Ball is way off the mark. In fact, it's an air ball, and Siobhan Barbie tried to tip it, but it's picked up by National Park. 8:50 to play in the half, 18-11. Addison Shelton out front, Loggins back to end.
An offensive foul.
No call. Grizzlies get it on the steal all the way the other way. Now the ball, Loggins blocked away as Ace Evans took it in. And why in the wide, wide world of sports was that not a offensive foul?
I mean, lowered the shoulder and everything. I mean, I thought I knew what a charge was, but evidently not.
Inbound play. Evans in the corner. Shoots the three with Sean. No good. Ball tipped over. Picked up by Barbie. He goes up with the shot. Back arm shot won't go down. And the rebound to Addison Shelton. You know, it's 18-11. We've been sitting here for a little while, and the Grizzlies have had chances to add to the lead, but we have not done it. Over on the right, Charlotte. Now a shot three is off the mark. Rebound by the Grizzlies, and here's Sean Glass. Kicks it over. Here's Desiah with a three. No good. Rebound long to the corner. Out of bounds.
Grizzlies are playing their smaller guard lineup. Well, I say that, and now Easterling comes in for Barbie. And these are the first substitutions for the Nighthawks.
And they will sub here. They'll get their big kid out of the game. Markel Sampson will come in for him. Basically the same size, probably 6'9", 6'10".
Sampson's a little bit lighter, though.
Yes, in the muscle category, he doesn't quite match up with Pete Moe. On the left side, Nighthawks with the basketball. With the bright orange shoes in the left quarter, back to the right point, free throw line. On the deck, he changed his pivot foot twice. Thank you very much. That's a walk. That is a walk. You cannot change your pivot foot. Media timeout with 7:40 to play in the first half. Score 18-11 Grizzlies, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
7 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first half. 18-11. A noticeably lower scoring game. Wouldn't you say, Curtis? Very noticeable. Left side, out to the point. Now we'll move it over to the right side to Bonnie Barley, back to Sean Glass. Josiah Green, now with eight on the shot clock. Glass with a three on the left side, no good. And the ball is going to be controlled by National Park. Markel Sampson with the rebound that time. Grizzlies back to the zone. Park has not shot the ball very well. So let's see if we can make them make some shots here, maybe. Over the top. Charlotte out front. Ball knocked away, stolen. Ace Evans all the way the other way. Lays it up and good. You know that, and when Ace gets in a play like it, you know he's going to score because he's going to slow down and do something constructive. He's not going to go as hard as he can and then shoot it too hard off the rim. Now the shot on the wing, good for a three. That's Addison Shelton. He's made both of their threes, and it's now 20-14. Over on the right side, Ace Evans in the corner. Alonzo had a three. Now he'll shoot the three, and he missed it. And the rebound comes off, and here they come like a blur the other way. Three-on-two break. Little low block. Can't change pivot foot. Out on the right side, Shelton steps through. Puts it up on the runner. Good. That's a good shot.
Got a little fake to the pass as well.
Front court, Josiah Green goes up, hangs in the air, can't get the ball to go, and now up inside and good, Alonzo Easterling. Alonzo's scoring has fallen off the last few games, but when he scores, this basketball team is a lot better. Shelton with it. Over on the right, to the point, with 5.5 to go in the first half. 22-16. At the point, Shelton for three, and that's good. I think we have established that if there's one guy you don't want to let stand there and shoot it, it's him. He's made all three threes. 22-19. Glass outside against the National Park zone. Alley-oop. Shot laid up. No good. By Desire, he got the ball back. Goes up. Got it stripped away. National Park could tie with another three here. Shelton will drive, puts it up on the run, no good. Oh, it's an alley-oop and a dunk thrown down by Markel Sampson. I thought, well, that's a sorry shot, but turned out to be a pretty good pass.
I had the same thought.
22-21. We've just gone stagnant here. The ball near the timeline to the right corner. Josiah with a three, no good. Rebound, Alonzo had it, got it back, puts it up high off the board, no good, and we are struggling to score. Down the middle of the floor, Loggins steps through, puts it up on the drive, that's good by Kahari Loggins. Is it just me, or has he brought something to the game here for National Park since he came in?
He definitely has.
He's an athlete. About 6'6", on the left side to Bonnie Barley, no good. Remember when all those threes were going in? And now they're not. On the left side. 23-22, Nighthawks with the lead. Right elbow on the right baseline. Loggins. Sampson backing down. Now Loggins puts it up and in. Timeout. They have just took us to school here for the last probably about 5 minutes. 25-22, Nighthawks back on top. And back in 1 minute on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Back at the Joe Paul Evans Arena, Grizzlies on offense, trailing, three ball in the air for the tie, no good. Alonzo Easterlin had the ball, got fouled, and who knows if it's a one-on-one for sure. Probably not. Because the main scoreboard where we see all that stuff, keep track of it, is not working. Back into the ball game is Pete Moe. Postman, I'm very happy to see Kahari Loggins go out of the game.
Yeah.
Lob out front. Malachi in the corner. Goose catches, shoots the three. No good. Weak side rebound, though. Here's Sean Glass. He'll shoot a three from the right corner. That's off the mark. Goose got away with a little push. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be off the Grizzlies and go back to the Nighthawks. Javon Barbie comes in for the Grizzlies for Alonzo Easterlin. Ace Evans comes in for Sean Glass. And I was getting ready to say, why we don't throw the ball inside to loosen up that zone, make them collapse, go inside out if you want to. Here's Moe. He'll shoot from 13, straight on shot is good.
Nifty little mid-range there by Moe.
27-22. We have just gone dry. But that's kind of our profile. Now ball stolen. Defensively taken away from Barbie. Picked up now by the Nighthawks. And the Grizzlies started over for the fifth time here in the first half. 27-22. I mean, we are just dead in the water, it feels like. With nothing. Pass inside. They're just taking it to us. Inside, off the board. Good. Moe has 10. Nighthawks by 7. They were down by 8 not long ago. Barbie outside. We throw it around the infield looking for a 3. Now underneath. Inside, outside. Barley with a 3 ball. Good. That's it. We got the ball inside. Then kicked it outside because the defense collapsed, right? 29-25. It had been a long time since we had scored.
We've been on 22 for 4 or 5 minutes at least.
National Park with 10 on the shot clock. Addison Shelton ball bobbled out front. Picked back up again. Down the corner. Here's Moe. Goes in. Gets cut off. He walked with it again.
Thank you.
He's walked 74 times in the first half, been called for 2. So that's average is going up.
Blaine Harrison to the game for Goose.
If I was the captain, I'd be telling the official, you know he walks every time he pumps up in there, right? Every time. Barley left corner, gets a return pass. Damani feeds it back. Now with 20 on the shot clock. A7. Firing a 3 ball. No good. Long rebound. And it's chased down by the Grizzlies. Marley. No look. Inside pass. Ball flew out of the hands of A7s. And that's a terrible call right there. Ball out of bounds. It's going to be Grizzly ball. But that was a flat out missed call right there. The defender for National Park falling out of bounds. Bounced it up. I don't know whose leg it was.
It was Malachi. Grizzly.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if he had a foot, like his foot was down already, maybe? I don't know.
29-25, Grizzly ball on the inbound play. A7 spins to the middle, goes up, lays it up and around the rim, and it will fall. Rebound skipped out of bounds from behind by the Nighthawks and P.J. Davis, but it'll stay with the Grizzlies with 107 to go in the half. Barbie catches on the inbound, shoots, no good. And Blaine Harris had the rebound and lost it. Collided in midair, but Gerth won out that time. 53 seconds to go in the half. The Nighthawks with a 4-point lead. 29-25. Moe curls over, kicks it to the baseline. They'll work in. Baseline shot, no good. Comes right back to the Nighthawks. Offensive player, but it's missed on the putback. Grizzlies come back. Up the left sideline with it. A7. Back to Malachi. Far side. Barbie. Base fly ball knocked away, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Grizzlies with 25 seconds to go. Good grief. How many have there been? We've had four fouls called.
Well, there could have been, there's a lot of contact happening.
It makes for a fast game, but makes it hard to score when you're getting grabbed onto and ridden like a palomino.
Well, and you start to wonder if some of these out-of-bounds calls are makeups for no travel.
Jake Sage in the ball game for the Grizzlies. 20 seconds to play in the half, so we've got shooters out there right now. Jake Sage sets the screen up high, A7. Steps back, shoots the three ball straight on, good! 29-28, shot top of the circle with the horn, no good. And that's the end of the first half. Well, last night, we had, what did we have, 55 points at halftime, and today, 28, as we trail by one, 29-28, here at Pacific Center. Grizzly halftime is next, brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities, and we come back in 2 minutes on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains, new beginnings, endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hey, this is Maddie. As you get your day going, I am sure you've noticed the morning temperatures are getting cooler and cooler. At Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have everything you need. Heavy flannel, hats and gloves, hoodies, vests, jackets and coats, bib overalls, jeans, outerwear, climate gear, and much more. Stop in today.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Time for Grizzly Halftime, brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Back here at Stewart, though, the Grizzlies with a deficit to deal with going into the second half, 29-28, at a much slower paced game. We've seen National Park in the past few years have just explosive teams, and you really had to play with that in mind because you didn't want to play that kind of game with those guys. They would blow you completely out of the water. But this and every team is a little bit different every year. National Park is different this season. But I think that we have seen in the first half where they got a 29-28 lead, Curtis, if you look at the score book, it's pretty easy to understand where their offense comes from and who those guys are. And so in the second half, Addison Shelton and Pete Moe are two names and two numbers, 4 and 22 that the Grizzlies are going to have to pay more attention to.
Yeah, I mean, I think you always go into a game with a game plan and kind of know even early on of who you need to keep an eye on. But once you see, how the game plays out, you get a better idea of who you need to watch on. So I assume Coach Fay and his assistants are going to come in into the locker room and make a game plan to make it more of a point to keep an eye on Shelton and Moe, a guard and then a post player. So they're kind of getting us from both ends, or at both, points of the offensive floor. So just make a point of that. And I think we saw it a lot last year. We could look at scoring averages coming into the game, and then there'd be somebody unknown that we didn't have on the radar that would make an impact. So knowing that these two are already part of the game plan, just making changes is what Coach Fay will need to be doing. And, you know, what we talked about on offense is getting into the post and then swinging it out once the defense collapses, and that'll be easier for a three-point shot, which hasn't been bad, but it went dry for a little bit in the first half there, and we saw the Nighthawks able to make a comeback there.
And on the other side, as far as the Grizzlies go, it just isn't that complicated. We look pretty good when we're making the threes. We got the lead. I think the lead got to,
it was at least 9 or 10.
I won't say 19-11, but it's something like that. And we started missing threes, and we just didn't do much offensively for the last probably about 7 minutes of the first half.
Well, and early on, Josiah Green was driving, and he had those early fouls, and he had free throws, and then that kind of stopped. So then that, you know, the defense for the Nighthawks wasn't worried about anybody driving in or anything like that. So if you're just guarding the three-point line, that's pretty easy to do.
So at halftime, it's 29-28. Grizzly basketball pretty much taking next week off till at least Friday. We'll get to that coming up after the break. 3 minutes from right now on Hot Country KDY.
KDY 24/7 weather.
Saturday weather here on the Ozark Radio Network. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Your update here from the Weather Center calls for tonight's low temperature dropping back to 39. With sunshine in the outlook for tomorrow and 64. We have rain, a definite chance of rain on Monday at 90% with the high on Monday at 56.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much, from the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. It really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Steel deals are here at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Hi, this is Garrett. It's yard cleanup time, and Steel has you covered. Save $50 on a BR-800C Steel backpack blower, now only $699.99. Or save $50 on the Steel BR-800X backpack blower, now only $599.99. All this and much more going on now with our Steel Deals promotion at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
You weren't built for just getting by at your current job. You were built for success. The Terry L. Bow Pace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you in a high-demand, high-paying career fast. Classes start in January. Enroll now. Get trained. Get certified. Get to work. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
We can go over the scoring from the first half because there wasn't a whole lot of it. Pretty easy to keep track of. We'll start with the Grizzly scoring. They have a one-point deficit at the half, down 29-28. Scoring for the Grizzlies in the half was Ace Evans. Ace had 8 points in the first half. 6 for Sean Glass, 6 for Tyrell Smith, 3 for Devontae Barley, 2 for Alonzo Easterling, and 3 for Josiah Green. National Park leading scorer. Well, Addison Shelton and Pete Moe have combined to score 21 points, 21 of their 29. Other scores for National Park, Kahari Loggins, who only had 4, but he changed the game when he came in. And also, Markel Sampson, a big guy off the bench. He had 4 points in the first half. Did you notice? I don't think National Park ever substituted a guard. The only people they substituted were big guys into their lineup. If they did, it was hardly no. PJ Davis. I remember he was.
Yeah, I think a Walker came in. Maybe it was a 15, or maybe it was Davis. They did substitute like one guard, but other than that, no.
Other than their big guys, they really didn't do much substituting. So 29-28. As we get ready for the second half. What do you anticipate is going to go on here?
Well, just from an offensive perspective, I hope there's more offense, but, I think both defenses have played well. I think it's going to continue, and Grizzlies just got to get into the paint and either kick it out or get fouled and, score more than the Nighthawks.
One thing is for sure, we need to take away those two guys that have been scoring all their points.
Yeah.
When they get the basketball, and we have seen, you can get away with fouling the heck out of people.
Yeah.
So when they get the ball, we double team, make them give the ball up, and make someone else score besides 4 and 22. Now, if they go on and they beat you playing like that, then congratulations, but we just can't let those two guys keep beating us because they're the only ones that have been able to do it so far.
Well, and I think paying attention more to the matchups, even if you're in a zone, paying attention of who's guarding Mo or who's keeping track of him and who's keeping track of Shelton, playing more matchup zone than anything to keep those guys in check.
Ready for the second half coming up in just about 2 minutes. Second half looms, Grizzlies down by 1, 29-28 against the National Park College Nighthawks from Hot Springs, Arkansas. We come back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Why wait years to start a career when you can get job ready fast? The Terry L. Bow Pace Advanced Welding and Fabrication Technology Program at Missouri State University West Plains puts you on the fast track to a high demand, high paying career. Get trained, get certified, get to work. But spots are limited and filling fast. Call 417-255-7788 or visit wp.missouristate.edu/welding to apply now.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The Ozark Self-Care team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozark Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
It's that time of year. Hi, this is Garrett. Time for Steel Deals. Get a Steel BGA 60 blower set, now only $299. And pair it up with a Steel MSA 170C chainsaw set, now only $399.99. Plus, both come with a free extra AK-30S battery valued at $175. All this and much more going on now with our Steel Deals promotion at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Second half ready to start. 29-28 is the score, and the Grizzlies will have the ball to start the second half. Starting five, Josiah Green, Blaine Harris, the long with that guy, Ace Evans, who takes the inbound pass. Alonzo Easterling and Sean Glasson. Here we go. Grizzlies down one against the National Park zone defense. On the left side to the point, Ace Evans has it. Back over on the left wing, Sean. Back to Ace. Right wing pass to the corner. Blaine Harris inside. Good feed. And now Alonzo. Why didn't he just back him down? Pass inside. Ball lost. Turned over. Grizzlies passed up a shot.
Alonzo should have been more prepared, ready to go for that pass.
Out front, Madison Shelton. Grizzlies straight up man-to-man right now. Free throw line down the elbow, spinning to the middle, loose on the spin move, and a foul will be called as Loggins. Again, got the ball inside. Desai will pick up his second foul for the Grizzlies.
I didn't even have him for one.
Scoreboard evidently got whacked, or I don't know what happened to it, but it happened between last night and today. So the free throw shooter is this guy, Kahari Loggins. Free throw, no good. He is a transfer to National Park. Next try, good, no good. In and out, rebound. This I agree. Power surge, all right. Pass inside up and good. Foul the play and the basket counts. And the Grizzlies get the bucket and one. And D. Green will go to the free throw line. And the Grizzlies retake the lead at 30-29. So the Parkview freshman puts it up and good. 31-29. National Park got beat by NEO the other day by 20, which is about the same margin they beat us on the right side. Here's a shot, and no good, but a foul, late whistle call. That's the only whistle you get anymore, and a foul on the shot will put National Park on the free throw line.
It's going to be Evans' first foul, second team foul for the Grizzlies.
We'll get a sub coming in off the bench. They're going to get Loggins out of the ball game.
And Walker, Jordan Walker.
That's right. I remember when he came in at the end of that. Oh, how did you not see those shoes? Free throw is good. Those shoes, you know, you could go deer hunting and just put those on and, I mean, camo. That's it.
Yeah.
First free throw is good. Second free throw is good. DeAndre Charlotte with two there, and the Grizzlies with a tie game now. Pass across. Josiah Green spins to the middle. Right-hand scoop shot, no good. Ball tipped and picked up. Score goes out of bounds by Jordan Walker. Seen more movement out of the offense, not just passing it around, so that's good to see. Now out front, 31-31 in the left corner. Walker hands it back. Now Moe shoots a three, and it's good. Pete Moe, the big guy, stepped out. He's got 13. 34-31. Josiah Green outside now to the left wing. Over the top, down low. Alonzo feeds it across, and the ball is tipped. Oh, Alonzo's got to take that ball to the basket. He tried to pass across the lane to Josiah, and the ball was too high. On the baseline, here's Mo backing down against Alonzo. Goes in, backs down. Oh, pass underneath. Play-in is good. Good pass by the big guy to P.J. Davis. It's a lay-in, and it's 36-31. Right. John Ace with a three on the left wing, around and out. Rebound to Mo for National Park. One of the most basic things about basketball is making shots. And when you're not making shots, hard to win ball games. Addison Shelton out high on the right side. And now Mo will back down inside. In the lane, walked with the basketball again two or three times. Finally got the ball for one of them. And a turnover on the Nighthawks.
Tyrell Smith and Mikhail Lindsay in for Harrison Glass.
So,
Ace inbounded it, and Lindsay wasn't paying attention, and I got worried.
That's understandable. Malachi to the right side, Tyrell Smith. Tyrell made a few threes in the first half. Let's see if he can get loose here. In the lane, they feed it in. Josiah lays it up, no good. Late whistle, foul call against the Nighthawks. 16:44 to go, and we're still looking for a cup of coffee here to get going in the second half. 36-31. So Josiah Green back to the line, and that's where he lives. We have tried. This will be the sixth free throw attempt, all by Josiah Green. First free throw try is off the loop of the rim. No good. When you have an issue with something, if you're struggling in some way, you got to give the opponent some credit. Next free throw is good. Josiah makes it a four-point game, 36-32. Now full court pressure by the Grizzlies. Bad pass. It's stolen. Malachi takes it all the way in, lays it up. No good. And it's taken down by National Park. That's anticipating contact and not getting it. In the middle, Mo hands it over. Back Walker to Mo on the wing. They'll head it back now to Addison Shelton, guarded by Josiah. Shot clock at 10. Shelton, ice screen, down the lane, goes in, shoots off the board, and that was chipped in. That's an offensive goaltend call. That ball was going in the basket anyway, and Pete Mo, big kid, just reached up and just whoop. That's a goaltend. 36-32. Ace Evans in the front court. High post, now Alonzo. Back to Ace. Baseline all the way around the court. To the right wing. To the point. Josiah drives. His pass deflected. Picked up by Tyrell. Back out Alonzo. 10 on the shot clock. Give it back to Tyrell. Tyrell has it. Holds it. Races up, shoots the three, had some contact, missed the shot, ball goes out of bounds, it'll go back over to National Park. Boy, we get some sorry shots. You know what? We just don't get good shots.
No urgency at the end of that shot clock either.
36-32, and a timeout on the floor, media timeout. Grizzlies down by four, and we come back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
National Park with the basketball, and the ball tips away, picked back up. Now they attack on the press. Ball loose, stolen away. Now picked back up again by P.J. Davis. National Park on offense with 15. Down the lane, the big guy bangs in, leans in, walks, puts it up, missed it, put back up, and good. Pete Moe has 15 points. He's eating us alive. Evans to the point. Up fake. Back to the corner. Three ball is up to no good. On the weak side, the rebound taken down by National Park. 38-32. Nighthawks lead by six. They are very deliberate, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's why. They get the ball inside now. Feed it back, and Walker puts it up from 10 feet. Good. Back to the zone for them. The Grizzlies are now down by 8. High post, and Easterling is fouled on a reach-in. Three different guys could have been called, but they'll just call it on one on that play. And Devontae Barley and Javon Barbie come in for the Grizzlies. Boy, those are two guys that you need in the lineup right now. As Alonzo goes out, Ace will go out, Messiah goes out. Oh, Sean Glass is back in the ballgame, too. Five guards. Inbound play. Ball is tipped away, out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies. Full court pressure. Down by 8. Moe in the backcourt. Got away with another. No, he didn't get away with a walk. Traveling on Pete Moe for the Nighthawks. I don't know if they would. If they called a walk every time that he walked, I don't. They'd probably get a whole lot less shots at the offensive end. Tyrell Smith in the front court. We could sure stand a bucket here. Malachi drives, knocked away, another turnover. They'll throw it up ahead of the field. There's a drive in. Walker lays it up. Good. Foul in the play. The basket counts. About time for another timeout. Because we ain't got it right now. Glass with the foul. So a bucket and one for Jordan Walker. Not to be confused. And it's now a 10-point game. It was 31-31 just a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not now. 11-1 scoring run by the Nighthawks. Free throw, good. Up the right side. Grizzlies in the front court. We'll throw it around the infield and see if we get an open three look. I get pass inside. Damani has it. Good give-and-go pass inside. Missed by Barbie. And a foul on the play. And that'll probably be after the shot. With 13:53 to go. We had 28 points at the half. We played 6 minutes. Josiah Green's got 4 points, and that's all we've got. Devontae Barley has it. In the lane, dribble it off the foot, turn the ball over. Oh, Now on the side, the Nighthawks against the Grizzly zone. Pass over the top on the wing. Shelton with it. Behind the back pass to Walker in the corner. Back out front with 8 on the shot clock. Walker gives it back. And now Charlotte back over. Walker, 3 ball at the horn. No good. And there's Mo getting the rebound. Gives it over. Flip shot off the board up and in by DeAndre Charlotte.
What a circus shot.
The life in National Park's legs as compared to ours is just like night and day. Left side, Tyrell sets, pops the 3. Good. From the left wing, right in front of the Grizzly bench, needs that one. 45-35. Full court pressure. Cross court, up ahead. 3-on-2 all the way in. Charlotte puts it up. No good. Rebound to Mo. This may help us get this game sped up a little bit. Left corner. Barbie with a 3 won't fall. And the rebound to the Nighthawks. .22 on the shot clock. They reset their offense here. And it's, as far as they're concerned, they're good with playing half court for sure. 45-35. Mo in the lane. The big guy falls away from 13 feet. No good. Rebound Malachi. Up ahead to Monty Barley. Takes it in all the way. Lays it up, and he missed the left-hand lane. And I'll tell you what that comes from. That comes from hearing footsteps. Because number 22 was bearing down on him a little bit. Now the Hawks with the ball in the front court. Bounce it to the corner. Bounce pass is deflected and stolen. And now whistle blocking foul in the back court. Big contact there as Jordan Walker tried to draw a charge on Tyrell coming up the sideline. And boy, I mean, he trucked him good.
Yeah, Walker's taking a second to collect himself.
Timeout, 11:42 to go, second half. Grizzlies trail by 10 against the National Park Blackhawks, 45-35, and back in a minute on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
Still a lot of time left. Grizzlies down 10. Sean Glass with an up fake, top of the circle. Shoots from 17. Contested, no good. Put back up and in by 8-7. Down by 8. And the thing is, in a half-court game, which this certainly has been a half-court game, possessions are under the microscope. They're more important because you just don't have as many of them. Now, whistle away from the ball. Are you kidding me? Rob Wolf called a 3-second? That's the first of the year.
And the only.
And the only that we'll see called all year. Wow. That tends to make me think somebody put a bug in his ear. Hey, look at 22. He never gets out of the lane. And he doesn't. Grizzlies back with it. Down 8. A7's left side. Sean Glass will curl off that. Now stays on the left side. We stand and we bounce. We bounce and we stand. Josiah Green. Ace Evans on the right against the zone. Tyrell thought about it. Dribbles to the baseline. Cut off. Wrap around. Whistle. And he stepped out of bounds.
It's obvious that the Grizzlies like to play up tempo, get their points on the fast break, but they're going to have to be able to be comfortable breaking a zone and playing half court if they're going to stay in most games. Tyrell comes out after the turnover. Grizzlies have turned over 11 times. I've got 11. I've got almost 20. I think you're off a little bit. Here's a drive in by Mo, and he'll be tied up, but foul will be called on the shot. But if you take the difference, that's still a lot. Free throw shooter is this guy, Pete Mo. First try is good. I never did say my stats were accurate, so. Well, there's a good chance. And Pete Mo will try again. 46-37. And back to a 10-point game. 47-37. He's been the difference in the ball game to me. He's got 17 points. Down the key. Here's Ace. Goes up. Got tied up. Jump ball. It'll be National Park basketball. It seems like there was a good example of it. National Park plays pretty aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Reaching and grabbing. We don't play that aggressive. And we should, because that's the way the game is. Mo at the free throw line. Knocked away. Loose ball. 2-on-1. Break the other way. Ace lobs it up. Laying good by John Glass. 47-39. Over on the left point, Shelton. And now Mo, left elbow. He'll shoot again. It's no good. And the rebound controlled by Javon Barbie up the right side. Down the key. Beat it up ahead. A7 lost out bounds. Now there's an example. Josiah threw it to him too late.
Yep.
He should have given him the basketball before he got even to the free throw line on a diagonal pass, but he waited, then tried to get it to him. It got kicked out of bounds. 47-39. 9.5 to play. We have such a great opportunity to even our record up, but we got to take care of business today. In the lane, back to the baseline. Open shot for a 2, no good. Rebound, Javon Barbie. As Loggins fouls him in the backcourt. You know, some days, different combinations of players work better together than other combinations do. You could have your 5 best players out there, and they may not be able to do anything together.
Yeah.
I'll say your best players. It's just a matter of right people, right time, and the right combination. Sean Glass, left side. Malachi to Sean. Someone's going to pop a 3. In the corner, Alonzo. He'll shoot a 2 from the left corner, in and out. And the rebound pulled down by National Park with Markel Sampson. Top of the circle. Down the left wing, the pass to P.J. Davis. Mo, feet inside. Pulling it inside, shot is up, no good, but a foul is called on the play. And National Park, very aggressive with Loggins getting the ball inside and drawing the contact. So the free throw shooter is a transfer, National Park. Kahari Loggins. Puts up the first attempt, and it's good.
Shelton into the game for the Nighthawks. Harrison into the game for the Grizzlies.
8:40 to play. 9-point game, 48-39. It was a 1-point game at halftime. Free throw try again. No good. Rebound. Blaine Harris has it. Left side, Malachi in the corner. Josiah puts it on the deck, goes up, got blocked away, picked back up by Barbie. Still Grizzly possession with 17 on the shot clock. John with a 3 at the right point, no good. Rebound long, picked up in the corner by Shelton. And National Park comes back with it. Out high, Mo, underneath, good feed, laying Walker, no good, but he got fouled on the play by Harris.
And that'll put National Park back on the free throw line. 48-39, 8:07 to play in the ball game. Free throw shooter here is, I was going to say Walker, and this is actually Markel Sampson, and the first try is good.
Tyrell Smith and Makai Lindsey in, Josiah Green, Sean Glass out.
We are averaging a field goal every 3 minutes. Next try, no good. Wayne Harris with the rebound. In the front court. To the right corner, Blaine Harris. Malachi in the corner. Tyrell with a big three, in and out. Rebound is picked, lob, or bubble that is, out of bounds by the Grizzlies. Media timeout, 7:50 to play in the half. 49-39, it's the Nighthawks on top, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
First Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's time for Steel Deals and Big Savings. Get a Steel MS-250 chainsaw, now only $379.99, a savings of $50. Take charge of leaves and debris and save $20 on a Steel BG-56C blower, now only $219.99. All this and much more going on now with our Steel Deals promotion at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Ruskovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you are used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
7:50 to go in a game that has really no feel, no pace, no tempo. It's a half-court game, and to the chagrin of the Grizzlies because we're down by 10 points. In the backcourt, National Park plays it in. They're trying to go to 5-3. Front court left point. Shelton to Davis to Shelton. High post. Big guy inside. They go high, low. Right hand baby hook. No good. Rebound Tyrell Smith. Here's Ace. Back the other way. Takes it all the way in. Goes up. Blocked out of bounds by the big guy Sampson. It'll stay with the Grizzlies.
Good play there by Sampson. And they have both bigs in.
They got three bigs in the game right now.
With Long and Jeff.
Inbound play. Malachi. Out to A7. Ace is a guy that can get us back in the ballgame. Now here's Tyrell with a three. No good. Rebound through the hands, out of bounds to Blaine Harris. Every time we have touched the ball today, it seems like we cannot get a grip on it.
Yeah. I don't know if they had a team meal, but maybe not that again because it's just slipping right through the hands.
We ate some greasy fried chicken because that ball is not sticking. Hey, that's a T-shirt. And now at midcourt, ball is going to be, that's good. Oh, now they call the foul. He falls down, goes to the backcourt. 1,002. And there's a foul call. I'm not saying it wasn't a foul, but they didn't call it when it happened.
Delayed whistle.
Shelton will be the free throw shooter. Sophomore guard for National Park. And it's good. One more try. And it's good. .51-39. 7 minutes to go. And I think this is the biggest lead for National Park. At the point, Malachi, three, no good. And the rebound down to Loggins. The National Park has it. I bet we're shooting about 25% today. After those we made early in the ballgame, especially. On the right baseline, Shelton, bounce pass out, knocked away. Save, Grizzlies have it. A break, 2-on-1, layup by Malachi, no good. Foul in the play, and he'll shoot two. So Malachi Lindsay will be the shooter. P.J. Davis called for the foul, the guard from National Park. Malachi, the free throw shooter, he has not scored today. And makes the first one. Who's going to light the spark here or give us a spark to get something going? Next one is good. Front court, Chabot, left corner, curling in. And now, whistle. And a foul's going to be called on the plate as Addison Shelton fell to the floor. And a late call will result another foul on the Grizzlies with 6:19 to go, down by 10, 51-41.
I'm not sure how you call that a foul when Damani was just playing defense and inadvertently stepped on his ankle.
With all the inadvertent stuff they let go.
I know.
It just makes you wonder, well, why was that a foul?
He jumped on a fake, came back down, and happened to land on the ankle. It's not like he meant to.
Free throw, good. One more try. This guy, Addison Shelton, today with 14 points. And good game.
And Walker will come into the game for Shelton.
Again, I'll say, well, adjust it. 14 minutes, 4 field goals. We had that first 2 minutes of the ball game the other night against Butler. Pass off, up ahead off a turnover, no good. And the rebound, the Grizzlies have it. Farley in the middle of the floor. Josiah Green, he lost it, got it back. Goes up, and he got fouled by Moe. Stop the clock at 5:59. Well, this game isn't over yet, but we better start playing really, really quick.
And holding on to the ball.
And taking better care of the basketball. This has been one of the sloppiest games we've had.
Well, and most of our field goal attempts are threes. I'd say half or three quarters of them.
First free throw is up and in. Malachi Lindsay, 3 out of 3 from the line.
Josiah is at the line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then I'll take that away from Malachi and give it two to Josiah. I told one of them there, that's a man, why do you need a haircut? In the right corner, holding there, DeAndre Charlotte. 53-43, time to go. It is go time. And look at Loggins pull his way in and just push Josiah under the basket and lay it in.
I mean, you can call that an offensive foul as well. Second one on him.
A7s, Malachi. Inside, Josiah up, got fouled, and that should have been a technical foul, too, on Pete Moe for slamming the ball on the court. His second foul, and with 5:23 to go, we are in some serious trouble. Free throw good by Josiah Green.
I saw an NBA player ejected for about the same thing last night.
One more try for Josiah. 5:23 left, and no good. Down 11, up the right sideline now. Davis in the front court. Man-to-man pressure by Tyrell Smith on the ball. I haven't seen a 5-second call all year either. They're not even counting it. And now, here's a whistle out front. A7 reached in, and he'll be called for a foul on P.J. Davis. They will get Shelton back in the ball game, which is not surprising. And he's not coming back out until this is over. 5 minutes to go, 55-44. P.J. Davis trying to get that shoulder loosened up after taking a tough fall, and he'll shoot right here, probably 2. The officials do not signal, but it is up and good, so we'll get another one.
Sean Glass into the game for Lindsay.
56-44. And the next try is good.
And Walker, who was just subbed out, will sub back in for the Nighthawks for David.
57-44. Under 5 minutes to go. We have scored 13 points in the second half. And nearly turned the ball over again, picked back up. And now another loose ball. And another loose ball. And we finally turned it over. It's just awful. Pass up ahead. Log is blocked from behind by Desiah Green. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. 4:39 to go. We're going to get timeout. The Grizzlies down by 13. 57-44. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Back at the Civic Center, 4:39 to go in the ballgame, and the Nighthawks will hit the line to shoot. Free throw shooter is Kahari Loggins, and his free throw try is good. No good. Desiah Green with the rebound. Ace Evans goes baseline all the way in, goes up, got foul, good. Foul to play the basket count. Why haven't we been doing that the entire half? Taking it to the basket.
Both times, or the few times that they have went to the basket, good things have happened. So that is a great question, Hart.
And Ace Evans will be at the line for 1, 58-46, 4:32 to go, and it's good. Full court pressure. Got to do it. Let's see if the Nighthawks try to score off this. Front court, down the key. Shelton back out front. They'll feed it back. Ball fake, feed inside. How long has Mo been in the lane? 15 seconds at least. Pass up a hit off a steal. All the way in, right hand layup is no good. Desiah gets it. He goes up and scores.
How many steps did Mo take?
Many as he wants. 58-49. Out front, Shelton. Now ball knocked away near steal. Picked back up by Shelton. Drives in, right-hand scoop off the board and good. He's a good player. He's a good, good point guard.
And he's not 100%. That ankle's still bothering him.
60-49. Ace with a three on the left side. Good. 60-52. Got to get some stops. Shelton, front court. But now we're playing with a little bit of urgency, which we hadn't played with at all.
Yeah.
Underneath, here's Loggins, goes up and around for the lay-in. No good as he went to the baseline, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot more free throws. Timeout. Josiah Green with the foul, 60-52. Grizzlies down by 8, and we come back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
The cooler weather has the deer moving, and Hirsch has what you need for a great hunting season.
Hi, this is Lane. Stop in today and get mineral blocks and attractants to help make the whitetails around your property healthy and happy. Top name brand deer stands to put you in the perfect spot for the perfect shot. Maybe you need a new knife for when you bring down that trophy buck. And for those who process the harvest, Hirsch has meat grinders, jerky, and sausage seasoning kits. All that and more to get you ready for hunting season.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Baxter.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Well, the lead is 8 for National Park. They're at the free throw line with 3 minutes and 14 seconds to go. We need misses right here. First free throw by Loggins is good. This game finishes the way it looks like it's going to now. This is going to go in the category we should have played a lot better and should have beat these guys. Tyrell across to the left corner. Damani Barley. To the right point, Malachi. Hand check, follow away, jump shot, good. 13-footer. Malachi Lindsay. 62-54, double team the ball and a whistle. And the foul in the backcourt. Damani Barley with the foul. 8-point game, 62-54. At the free throw line, it'll be their point guard, Addison Shelton, who is 4 out of 4 from the line today. And good point guards don't miss free throws, especially late in the game, and he makes another one. That is worth so much to have a point guard that is a great free throw shooter. And there's another one. 6 out of 6. 64-54. Damani to the corner. Josiah pulls up. Shot no good. And a rebound foul against the Nighthawks. Stops the clock at 2:36. Shelton with a foul. And the shooter, Damani Barley for the Grizzlies. Damani was our co-Dodds Auto Service player of the game last night. Free throw here is good. And that's last night, Damani had 18 points. He had 13 in the second half. Today, he has 4, and that's his first point of the second half. Next try, flipped up there, good. 64-56. Backcourt. They get it ahead. Now, 2-on-2 break. All the way in. Right-hand reverse layup is up and in. Zahari Loggins, if he is anything, he's an athlete. 66-56. To the right corner. Tyrell, open three, no good. Rebound long, saved it. Got it back in. Desiah spins to the middle. Goes up and around. Laid it up. Missed the lay-in. Put back up. Desiah again, and he gets it. Grizzlies will take a short timeout, 2:03 to play. And our next broadcast will be next Friday against Morton College. There was a time in this half, it was 31-31. And National Park scored 11 out of the next 12 points. That 10-point difference right there, and it's an 8-point difference. Forget that was the basketball game so far.
Yeah, that little run, that drought by the Grizzlies, not being able to get anything on offense, any consistency. You just can't dig yourself a hole.
Well, we have seen games where we've dug holes and been able to get out of it. But the problem with that is once you do that a few times, you start thinking, well, it doesn't matter if we get in the hole. We'll just flip the switch and get out of it. Sometimes you flip the switch and the power's been cut off.
Yeah.
And that's been the case certainly today. Our offense has just been non-existent. Front court, right side, banging down low, log is up, good, score on the play, basket counts, and again, an example of mismatch issues that we have, game in, game out. Tyrell Smith at 6'3", ends up on this kid, who goes about 6'7", and that ain't gonna work.
No, and we haven't seen Easterling for quite a while, not sure the reasoning, but, you know, you'd like to see him in there, especially when they have two bigs themselves.
Free throw, good. 69-58. Malachi down the paint. Shoot, score. Foul the play. Basket count.
It wasn't Sean Glass. It was Malachi Lindsay with the basket.
So Malachi now has 6 points. Chance to make it, again, an 8-point game. And he does. Pressure on the ball in the backcourt. Over the timeline, stolen. Josiah with a minute and a half. Takes it in, lays it up, and good. Timeout called by National Park with a minute 28 to go. Grizzlies down by 6. Two possession ball games, 69-63. It's beating a dead horse, but here's the thing. Why don't we play with that kind of intensity the whole game?
Yeah, I mean, I think if we knew the answer to that question, we'd either be rich or we'd be down on the court.
It's got to be maddening.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a coach.
Well, because it's not. That part of it isn't the coaching. I mean, you can only motivate so much.
It's effort. It's all about effort. Effort plus, again, we have inherent matchup trouble against about every team we play against the same type of player, and we've seen that again here today in this game. Inbound play, Grizzlies down by 6, and National Park with the ball. Shelton in the backcourt. Pressure. He'll spin away. He'll break the 10 count. And now the Nighthawks will hold. Loggins back to the point with 13 on shot clock. I don't know why they were looking to shoot the ball. Shelton guarded by Malachi. Good job of travel. That is a good call. I don't know what they call. It should have been a travel. Oh, they called a 5-second call. A 5-second call and a 3-second call all in the same game.
Not happening at all.
Talk about getting your money's worth. Wow. 69-63. Back come the Grizzlies with Ace Evans. He'll be hand-checked out front with a minute to go. National Park had better be aware. This game isn't over yet. Ace Evans will be at the line after the foul call. He could make it a 4-point game. Free throw try number 1 is good. A lot of time left here. 59 seconds left. 69-64. And good again. 4-point game. Double team in the backcourt. Mo pass over, deflected, picked back up. And now Mo has it up the left side. They get it up ahead. And that's an offensive.
Oh my God.
How can you call that a blocking foul on Josiah Green?
Well, and Josiah just fouled out.
There's another reason that I could never coach. I'd be kicked out of the game.
Well,
and I like Rob Wolf. He's a really good official, but boy, he missed that one.
That's the third time that Loggins lowers the shoulder and just bullies his way in. And if you're going to call, you know, what Desaya does, a push off with the arm, you got to call that.
Free throw number 1 is no good. Desaya Green, as Curtis just said, has fouled out of the ballgame. First free throw is no good by Loggins. Next try is good. 70, 65, 45 seconds and counting. A7 on the wing. Touch pass over Malachi all the way in. Lays it up and good. Down to a three-point game. Timeout. So timeout Grizzlies with 40 seconds to play. 70, 67, Nighthawks lead, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really missed the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it!
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire-related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Here's the inbound play in the backcourt for the Nighthawks. It's tipped out of bounds by Damani Barley. It'll stay with the Hawks. 37.9 to go. It's a one-possession game again, though. 70-67. Moe plays it inbound. They get it in the Logs. Now they go backward, pressure on the ball, and they just get it over. Two-on-one break on the pass down the court, laying up and in with the left hand, knocked in by Kahari Loggins. Grizzlies come back quick. A7s with 20 seconds to go. Got to make this one. Come on, ball. No good by Tyrell. Picked up by Barley. He'll go up inside and score. 10 seconds to go, a three-point game and a foul. A7s will get the personal foul with 9.9 to go. So, it's not over if they make one of these, but what it will do is make it a two-possession game, meaning you've got to get the ball down the court and score fast. And at the free throw line will be Jordan Walker. His try is no good. One more try. Now we'll get the timeout. Well, that helped. That could. What has he done so far today? Well, he was. Now he's one out of two, so he'll have one more free throw to come. We really need him to miss this, Curtis. Do you have anything that you could distract him? I mean,
I can go down on the other side of the court and do something, but I don't know how legal it may be.
Well, better to ask forgiveness than permission, you know.
Yeah.
9.9 seconds left, 72-69. At halftime, it was 29-28, and then as the half played out, the Grizzlies got outscored 11-1 in one stretch. And that's been the difference in the game. It's three right now, and this free throw here will determine probably the outcome. No pressure, Jordan Walker. 72-69, there it is, and it's good. So now they just don't want to foul. We want to get down here and score fast. Tyrell will shoot the three from the left point. No good. That's going to be a foul call with 2.4 to go. And Nashville Park is going to come out of here with the win today. Just a matter of the final score now. And the free throw shooter is Kahari Loggins. He had 4 points at halftime. He misses this free throw. Next try, good. Malachi from midcourt, no good. That's the ball game, 74-69. National Park gets the win here today over the Grizzlies. To drop the Grizzlies to 3-7 on the year, National Park goes to 5-3. Our Grizzly player of the game today probably would have to be Ace Evans. His offense in the second half kind of kept us in it. He's had 8 of his 14 points in the second half. Also, Josiah Green got to the free throw line a lot, but we just did not score enough field goals in the second half, and it just put us in a hole that we just couldn't get out of.
Well, just relying on the three-point shot too much. I mean, it worked when they were going in, but once that dries up,
it's dry. Jared Bay joins us here. As I write in the wrong scoring column. Final again at 74-69. National Park gets the win. The Grizzlies will have some time off here this week as they get ready for their next game against Morton College here next Friday night. Coach Bay has his headset on now, and we'll talk to him a little bit. This was a, for the most part, it was a half-court game, and they really, I thought, give them some credit. They identified an area where they were going to pick on us, and they picked on us and picked on us, and they just a smart approach.
They did. You know, they're big, especially 22. He's really good. And, you know, Zoe did a pretty good job on him in the first half. The second half, he was kind of picking Zoe apart a little bit. They were trying to get Javon in there, Josiah. But we knew that. You know, that's going to be our weakness at times. They got two good bigs out there at all times, and we got one. So we got to figure that out. I think that, you know, they were able to control the tempo throughout the game, and that's the thing that, you know, we were going to try to, you know, pick up the pace a little bit. They just did a good job, too, and they made their free throws. I mean, that's the thing, you know, that whole stretch, I don't think they missed very many.
They didn't miss very many. And I don't know if you had the same thought that I did. I'm not trying to coach you into saying something you don't want to say. But when you look at the last 5 minutes of the ball game and go to a timeout, and then you sit back and you go, why don't we play with this kind of intensity the other 35 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. We've got to learn that. You know, we need some sophomores to kind of step up, and we got a really good group of guys. I think that they get down on themselves and they're not playing good, or, you know, not hitting their shots, and kind of bring our energy down. But we got to fix that. We got to change that real quick. Because like I said, we showed that energy, but there's just too many stretches where we don't play with that sense of urgency.
And I thought that our effort got better as the game went on. But boy, that early stretch in the second half, it was 31-31. Next thing you know, they score 11 out of the next 12. And we're back in the hole again.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's kind of a tough game because we had a lot of open looks that we just couldn't hit. You know, Tyrell, I think, is going to shoot the ball better. We had so many plays, too, where, you know, the ball just slipped out of our hands. Or I mean, one play down there, we had an offensive rebound. We're playing Harris, and I think Javon both actually would have had it and laid it up, but they fought over it themselves, and the ball slipped out. But, of course, you don't want to discourage them from doing it, but just felt like there's a lot of breaks that didn't go our way. But it kind of goes back to that stretch you talked about. We can't put ourselves in that situation. We got to compete for 40 minutes.
It was good to see Jalen Heisen here today. What's his status now?
He's going to be out for the year. But the good thing is he's going to be able to get a medical red shirt. He was right up at that line. If this would have happened next weekend, he wouldn't have been able to get a medical red shirt, which really would have been a tough deal. The good news is we'll get him back next year. And, you know, we've seen the great strides that he makes and how hard he works. And so it stinks right now, but it'll be good for us next year.
And his injury was arm injury, right?
Yeah, he's going to have surgery, I think, this week. Yeah,
right.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. All right. Coach, thank you much.
Appreciate
it.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, so the final score again is 74-69, and the Grizzlies fall in National Park. And we're going to go through the scoring here. And as mentioned just a little while ago, our Don's Auto Service player of the game for the Grizzlies is Ace Evans. He finished the day with 16 points. 14-point game for Josiah Green, the only players in double figures. The Grizzlies got 9 apiece from Tyrell Smith and from Malachi Lindsey.
And the guy that really hurt the Grizzlies, well, there was two of them. Their postman, Pete Moe, had 10 points in the first half, finished the day with 17 points. Now, Kahari Loggins off the, well, actually, he did start, but he only had 4 points in the first half. In the second half, he got to the line a lot. And he had 15 points in the second half, so he finished the day with 19 as the National Park Nighthawks move their record now to 5-3 on the season. So the Grizzlies drop their season mark now to 3-7. We'll be here against Morton College next Friday night, and we'll have that game here on KDY. So thanks to Curtis Blue, thanks to Drew Joyce, thanks back in the studio, Dylan Groves, Harlan Hutchinson saying so long from the West Plains Civic Center.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission of Grizzly Sports is a production of Ozark Radio Sports and a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.